Jacob Bronowski, a Polish-British mathematician and historian, best known for developing a humanistic approach to science, in his landmark television documentary, The Ascent of Man, revealed how medicine progressed in its development as a science. In the beginning, the doctor would read the great classic of healing, but would never touch the patient. He would direct a lowly surgeon to make the incision in the patient. Real healing didn't take place until one doctor had the courage actually to touch his patient. You see, you cannot heal them till you touch them. And Jesus reached out to people and touched them. He had compassion. My sisters and brothers, we know that the power of Jesus during his time was sought after. We heard several instances that just touching his cloak, just saying the words, people were sick, were healed. Because of these miracles of healing, people like to approach or touch Jesus. The parents in our gospel for today was no different from those who approached Jesus. They wanted Jesus to lay hands upon their children. They knew Jesus was warm, welcoming, loving, and approachable, and his touch brought healing physically and spiritually, sickness bodily, and forgiveness of sins, the spiritual restoration. We also know that Jesus loved everyone. That's why he admonished his disciples and told them, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as this that the kingdom of heaven belongs." Maybe the disciples wanted to guard Jesus from children's noisy and unruly behavior, but Jesus welcomed and demonstrated God's love to everyone, including children. Jesus made it clear to everybody, to his disciples especially, that everyone is equally important to him because all are children of God. He used this occasion to teach his disciples and us that if we like to enter heaven, we must have a childlike attitude, humble, innocent, obedient, simple, open, teachable, willing to change and easy to adapt, have total trust and confidence to those people around them, always see the goodness of people, ready to forgive and forget, and have a freedom from prejudice and biases. Only this kind of attitude that we can be called children of God and enter in his kingdom. So like Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who offered his life for others, led him to enter heaven, because like a child, he trusted the Lord. Giving up his life resulted being with Jesus in his kingdom. At the young age of 12, he had a vision of Our Lady and consecrated himself to the Blessed Mother, opened himself to Jesus, and like a child, gave all for God, serving as a priest. According to him, "That night I asked the Mother of God what was to become of me. Then she came to me holding two crowns, one white, the other red. She asked me if I was willing to accept either of these crowns. The white one meant that I should persevere in purity, and the red, that I should become a martyr. I said that I would accept them both." He volunteered to take the place of a man with a family who was present during Saint Maximilian's canonization. My sisters and brothers, let us pray that we may have a childlike attitude, give all to Jesus, and like Saint Maximilian, willing to offer ourselves for others, for the kingdom of God. Let us show kindness, patience, and understanding to our children, to our youth we encounter in our neighborhood, here in the church, or at home, and pray for them, and that our youth and our children may grow in faith, knowledge, and wisdom of Jesus. So may we ask the intercession of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who dedicated his life for Jesus and to Our Lady, that we too may dedicate ourselves to Jesus and follow Maximilian and Our Lady as they say yes, as they offer themselves to God. We too, we may offer and give all to Jesus. So we pray, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us.